What do you think is the biggest issue facing AVH? Is it the CEO?
But I think the most pressing issue is not only finding the right candidate for the CEO, but finding the best candidate. Past time, they've kind of seemed to have filled the position with a candidate that wasn't best fit for this community. This is probably the most important thing at this time to find the right candidate for this community, for the hospital, not only for a long period of time to fulfill that role.
And why do you think the previous hires have been the wrong choice?
Well, I really can't say because I wasn't on the board, but we can only determine that by the length of time and the lack of leadership that was currently done by the past CEO that was here for only a very short period of time. And apparently, he was a very ineffective leader within the hospital itself.
Does it matter if the CEO is a person who knows this community? Or is it really more of a knowing hospitals and how to run a healthcare facility?
I think from a board's perspective, we are entrusted by the community to make sure we search nationwide for the best CEO for the hospital. That CEO could come locally or could come nationally. I don't think we should favor one or the other, but find the best person, he or she, to bridge the gap between this community, to help the morale of the hospital, and to ensue a proper vision for the Aspen Valley Hospital for the future.
Do you agree that there is, with the notion that there's a disconnect between the staff and the top administration and the board within the organization itself?
Well, I have to be careful on this one because one of the things I pride myself is I'm not related to the hospital. I have no contract. I'm not a doctor. So I'm an outside person looking into the hospital. And from my perspective, there seems to be, and true with any corporation, anytime you go through a disruption from the top of leadership, that does bleed down to the morale of the working person within that corporation. And that would be true of a hospital as well. They need a direction of leadership at the hospital. I will tell you, though, the patient care, revenues, and those kind of things, due to the hardworking employees of the hospital, has not been affected by this vacuum of leadership that we've seen at the top of the Aspen Valley Hospital.
What role do you think the board plays in the day-to-day operation?
Well, this is one of the functions that I've served on corporate boards previously. The board of directors should never be involved in the day-to-day operations. The board of directors is supposed to have a vision of where the hospital is supposed to grow and be. And that vision is supposed to be directed by the CEO of the hospital and his executive team. That executive team and CEO deals with the day-to-day activities of the hospital, not the board of directors.
And so, what do you think the role of the board is overseeing the CEO?
It should be very tight. The board of directors sets the direction of the overall hospital and the vision of the hospital. The CEO's job is to carry out that direction. Obviously, if there's a disconnect there, the board needs to be more involved in directing the CEO to fulfill its vision from the board's perspective. But the board is supposed to be at a 30,000 feet level, directing the hospital into its direction of health and prosperity.
Right. So the board should be somewhat responsible for the vision.
Not somewhat, totally responsible for the vision. The CEO and the executive team is to carry out the board's vision of the hospital.
And what do you think that vision ought to be?
And of course, I'm an individual to serve on the board, but obviously the hospital at this time has great challenges as far as all hospitals, as far as adapting to the new health laws that's coming into place. So the board's first thing, we must make sure that the hospital stays profitable. We also have to make sure that our current fundraising efforts to complete all the phases of the construction that we have inherited and started get completed. We also have started in this valley a competitive nature between Valley View Hospital and the other hospitals. And Aspen Valley Hospital needs to be competitive in those arenas as well. Remember, patient care is utmost important for the valley, but we also have to make sure that we attract the right patients, all the patients in our community, to our hospital. We're providing the top patient care.
And so that leads me to, I was going to ask you about the competition. If you see that to be an issue in the future between AVH and VVH, and the fact that there's some criticism in the community about this expansion, it's over $100 million and it's no new services. Any thoughts on that?
I do have some, and I hate to equate it to the art museum, but I will. These are decisions the community has made, and I have inherited. The Aspen Art Museum is built. It's free to the city. Everybody can come and use it. The same thing with the expansion of the Aspen Valley Hospital. This expansion was approved. It's being built, so the community has to adapt to it. As far as new services go, I think the Aspen Valley Hospital, from a board member, has to explore new services because we're in a competitive field with the rest of the hospitals. As well as, from my perspective, the true growth of this valley is down in Basalt and the Willits area, where Valley View has made its presence. I do believe, in my opinion, without being on the board, without understanding the financial ramifications and some of the competitive natures between hospitals, I believe that Aspen Valley Hospital has to expand our services as well down valley, because the growth of this valley is there. And patients are what drives hospital. Patients care, patients come into hospitals. Valley View beat us to the punch. That doesn't mean that through a feasibility study, there still is not a possibility for Aspen Valley Hospital to be there and have a presence in that arena.
So is that one of the tasks that you would charge the new CEO with?
Again, I think that having not been on the board, I have to get in sync with what the board's vision is or what my vision is, and hopefully have an input on the board about my vision and how we do compete. But for us not to compete with Valley View Hospital, we are in a competitive business to attract patients to our hospitals, and that's through the best patient care. What makes you make a decision to go to a hospital? One, your doctor you're used to going to is probably the most important one, and two, patient care.
Do you believe that the hospital's finances are being handled properly?
Before I decided to run for the board, I wanted to get involved with the hospital, and they asked me to serve on the audit committee. So I do have some inside knowledge. I have sat on the audit committee through one meeting so far, another one coming up. And I can tell you the Aspen Valley Hospital is very, very strong from its financial perspective.
What do you think is the biggest challenge or issue facing healthcare in general?
Some of the healthcare has become very political, whether it be single pay, whether it be combining the 9 districts into 1 district in Colorado. These are political questions that I believe that a board member shouldn't necessarily express, because our job is to make sure the hospital is prepared for all those political things. So the Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act, all these issues in healthcare, the payment structures of insurance, et cetera, the Aspen Valley Hospital has to adapt to those. And we have to make sure we have the right CEO, the right board, to be able to make sure the Aspen Valley Hospital is in the best position going forward with all these changes politically in the healthcare industry. It is a ever-changing environment, similar to banking where I came from.
Do you think that the decline of reimbursements is an issue for doctors?
I've had this question asked of me about the purchase of Aspen Orthopedics or the purchase of any private practice. And if you look across America, you'll find out that hospitals are consistently now buying private practices and making the employees, doctors, employees of the hospital. It streamlines the administrative cost. It streamlines the insurance cost. Doctors have a better steady income because now they're employees of the hospital. They don't worry about some of the issues in private practice. And for the hospital itself, the streamlining of these activities make it very profitable for the hospital. So everybody kind of, and patient care is unaffected. So
right.
it makes it very effective for this kind of activity to take place. As we burden private practice, we being the government, not we being the hospital, the government burdens private practice with insurance and administrative cost and Obamacare and all these other things in the private practice. The doctors in private practice don't want to deal with it anymore. They're tired of dealing with that kind of thing. Or they're not going to take health insurance. If you have Obamacare, they're not going to take care of you. Well, that's not really the answer either.
Right.
We can't have a group of doctors only doing concierge doctoring. We have to have health care for everybody. So truly, I do see at some point just a consolidation in the industry that hospitals will become more involved in private practices. And I think this is a trend throughout the United States.
What else is there? What sets you apart from your other opponents?
One, I've served in other boards, so I understand the responsibility that board of directors are supposed to achieve. Number two is I am not affiliated with the hospital. I'm not a doctor or a nurse or have any contract with the hospital at all. So I present a new, unbiased, new perspective for the hospital. You know, if we continue to elect the same people to the same boards throughout the community, even on the Aspen Valley Hospital, but it could be city council and mayor, we will continue to get the same results. So I kind of represent a person of change in the hospital.
One final question. When you've been out stumping and in your candidacy, what's the feedback you're getting from people? What's on their minds? What do they want?
Well, I get a
what
lot.
What are their concerns?
I think there seems to be a real lack of transparency between the hospital and the community, and this issue needs to be resolved.
Well, thank you for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me.